Charles Edward Gravel doesn't score goals when he's out protecting his crease, but that's not to say he won't try if the opportunity presents itself. The Prince George Spruce Kings' newest goalie came within a whisker of doing exactly that when aiming for an empty net last spring in the Quebec Maritimes Junior Hockey League. It was in the playoffs last year against Cape Breton. I got pretty close, like probably a couple feet away, said Gravel. Having never been west of Calgary, Gravel arrived in Prince George last weekend, and after a week of practice with his new team, he's gotten to know his teammates and is adjusting to his new surroundings while he prepares for his first BC Hockey League game Friday. He'll face the Coquitlam Express in the first game of a weekend doubleheader at Copar Memorial Arena. I'm just happy to be here, happy to be on the ice. This is a good group and I'm just ready to go in some games, said Gravel, following Thursday's practice. I just tried to find the best fit for me, just trying to touch the ice and win some games. I enjoy the game and I'm just trying to do my best every day and help the team win some games. Obviously, I want to play good, I'm trying not to put too much pressure on myself. Stopping pucks is what the 6'1", 194-pound Gravel does best, and the 20-year-old native of Levi's, K. has proven that ability at the highest level of junior hockey as a battle-tested 4.5-year veteran of the QMJHL. He says it's his work ethic and love of the game that makes him a better-than-average goaltender. Honestly, I will say, it's my compete level and how I enjoy the game, he said. Some guys, I guess, there's days when it's harder to go on the ice, but I just enjoy it every day, and that might be one of the recipes I have. Gravel is near the end of his junior career and has been recruited to Mercyhurst University in Pennsylvania next season. The Spruce Kings coaches say Gravel's experience will not only help the team try to get back into the playoff race, but he will also be a tutor for the younger goalies, including rookie backup Ryder Green. He's just a really good mover and he's a very smart goalie who understands the game, said Spruce Kings goaltending consultant Chris Joyce. Obviously, he's got a lot of experience and I'm really happy with how he's come in. He's working hard and asking questions and still wants to get better, no ego at all. He can really shoot it. He's had a few close calls on goalie goals, so maybe he'll get one this year. Gravel's numbers are impressive. In 211 QMJHL games with the Blainville Brosbriand Armada, Bay Camo Draker and St. John Sea Dogs, he had 99 wins and posted a 3.06 goals against average and .901 save percentage. Traded to Bay Camo at mid-season last year, he took them on a four-round playoff run and went the 1st of April 12 in the playoffs with a 2.37 GAA and .910 save rate, losing in a four-game final series to Drummondville. Obviously, that was my best junior experience. Having the chance to win a championship was great, said Gravel. The BCHL is pretty far from Quebec and I haven't really seen how the league goes except for the four practices I've been here, but I'd say it's pretty similar, high-paced hockey. There's a lot of talent on this team. Gravel went 14-14 this season with the Sea Dogs while maintaining a 2.82 GAA and .914 save percentage with two shutouts. He was released in mid-January when the Sea Dogs elected to go with a younger goalie. High-level goaltending runs in Gravel's family. His uncle Francois was drafted in the third round by the Montreal Canadiens and he played for France in the 1998 Olympics, while his 24-year-old cousin Alexis, a sixth-round pick of the Chicago Blackhawks in 2018, plays in the ECHL for the Orlando Solar Bears. The Express, 2-1-1-2-2-2, fourth in Coastal Conference, are only 3 points behind Surrey for second place in the division, and they will be formidable opponents, even without goalie Eric Young, who jumped to the QMJHL January 17 to play the rest of the season for Bay Camo. The Spruce Kings, 1-3-2-0-3-1, ninth in Coastal, have felt similar pain, having lost five of their best players to QMJHL teams in the past 2 months. Head coach Brad Tessink is relieved the trend has finally been reversed with Gravel's arrival. We're always constantly looking to better our roster, and when you have a chance to bring in somebody with that much junior experience, it's a no-brainer, said Tessink. He's integrated well into the group and want to learn, and he'll be good for our younger guys to learn from. he's a gamer. We can see that all the way through practices this week that he's competitive and wants to win. We have room to improve all over the ice, but having somebody back there to steady the ship is a blessing at this point of the season for us. The Spruce Kings are out of playoff spot, trailing Surrey and Nanaimo by 8 points for the 8th and final spot, with 17 games left to play. We've got to find a way to get on a bit of run here to start to push teams, but we have enough games against the teams we need to play against, and this is far from over, said Tessink. BCHL teams are limited to a maximum of 7 overage players. To make room on the roster for Gravel, they released 20-year-old right-winger Min Jun-ha, who has returned to his native South Korea. He had 3 assists in 8 games with the Kings. Friday's game starts at 7 p.m.